Today, Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Yisim Tuf Sam Ches. We're up to the Malacha. Zebshal Lola Sos Malacha Be'er Pesach Hachatzos. You know how to do Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Ha'usa Malacha Be'er Pesach Be'chatzos Ulumala. Whoever does Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Mishamten also. We put him in Kherim. Ba'afilu Lasos Bechinam Aser. And even if you do it Bechinam, even if you do the work for free, it's going to be Aser. Be'esh Misha Aser Afilu Ayadei Ein Yehudi. And there are those that aser it even via a non-Jew. Yesh misha mater. Others say that doing malacha via a non-Jew is okay. V'chein hu aminag, and that is the minag. Let's continue on in Sif Beis, and we'll do the Mishnah Berurahs all together. He says, when are we saying this? When you do the malacha to go ahead and profit from it. O b'chinam v'hu malacha gemura. Ah, so here's the key. Because remember, the Shulchan Aruch in the previous Sif said, even b'chinam is aser. So here, Shulchan Aruch is saying it's only when it's lahaskit, l'staker. So it's a stira. It's not really a stira. Because in the first sif, as the Mishnah Berurah will point out, when he says, even b'chinam it's aser, that's when it's viewed, that's what we're talking about, a malacha gemura. When it's a malacha gemura, and that's what the Ramah points out, oh, b'chinam v'hu malacha gemura. When the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Bey says, it's only when it's l'staker, only when it's a prophet, it's not when it's a malacha gemura. What's an example of malacha gemura? So the Ramah says, Litvor begadim mamish, to actually sew begadim, the actual beged itself. Aval misakein ukelav le yomtov, but a person is allowed to go ahead and just fix his clothes to, you know, finishing touches on his clothing for yomtov. V'chein mi shekosev svarim la'atzmo, someone who's writing svarim for himself, derech limudo, because he is learning, that would be mutter as well on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on all this. Sivkat and Aleph, mechatzos ulumala. Why can't you do malacha from Chatzos and onwards? Hatam, mimnei shu zman shchitas ha-Pesach. This is a separate iser of not doing malacha after Chatzos, because it is the zman of the shchitas ha-Pesach, when they shechted the Korban Pesach. Shekol echad miYisrael chayev bo. That all Jews are chayev in it. The yom shemavi in Korban, the day you bring a Korban, who ki yom tov is like yom tov. L'chein, asr midivei sofrim, malacha, therefore it was the asr it. Based on the fact that it's a Yom Tov, afilu b'zman hazeh, and even nowadays, the lack of carbon, when there's no carbon nowadays, still, adayin ha'iser b'mkoma omed, once they asered malacha based on the carbon, the iser, the rabbanon of doing malacha stays in place. Other reasons are given by other Rishonim. We now move on to Sif Katan Beis, Misham Tinoso, so if a person goes out and he works, they put him in Chayrim. V'gam eino roa simon bracha meyosam lachad. Also, he's not going to see any bracha from any of that work that he did. Sifkat and gimel bechinam aser. Even if he does work for free. So, as we pointed out before, in contrast to Sif Beis, where he says dafka kishosam lachad l'staker, specifically when he does malacha for profit. So, this is the distinction. Bechinam aser imhu malacha gemura. If it's a full blown malacha, ukid lakame the Sif Beis, like we'll see coming up in Sif Beis. Sif. We'll see exactly, we'll talk about more what a full-blown malacha is. So continuing on to Sif Katan Dalid, and the Shulchan Aruch had said that there was two opinions as to whether or not you were allowed to have a non-Jew do malacha for you. V'yesh misha oser, afilu ayde ena Yehudi, Dalid, kemo b'chol moed, deka chol moed. Hey, v'yesh misha matir, they're those that permit it. Afilu oser b'beisa, shal Yisrael, even if he's doing the work in the home of a Jew. The sphere lay, lo echmir b'zam yir lakum, kemo b'chol moed b'yom tov. Because this opinion holds that there was no chumrah here with respect to Amir al-Akum like a Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov. And with getting, in terms of getting a haircut from a non-Jew on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the Achronim basically agree that you can be Mekel even if you tilt your head towards the barber and you help out, even if you're a Messiah, even if you're a supporter of the of the malacha being done, aval yidei Yisrael aser. However, having a Yisrael do it for you is going to be aser afil b'chinam, even for free. Mishum dehi malacha gemura, because this is considered a malacha gemura. So here we see one of the first examples of what's considered a malacha gemura, besides what the Ramah had said, namely to go ahead and to sew begadim mamish, making a beged from scratch for sure. Is a malacha gemura, and so is giving a haircut, and the The issue, what about the issue of giving oneself a haircut? So the Ramah in Yeridea quotes the Marimitz that it is mutter, and so to the Shach that there's no Isser except for when you get a haircut from someone else. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that one should not even go ahead, and it's usher to even give a haircut to yourself. On Erev Pesach Yad HaChatzos, and this also was the Sak of Vazner, that one should be Machmir, and the Pashtus of the Mishnah Brura, as well as he doesn't seem to bring this heter of giving oneself a haircut, that would be okay. He continues on the Mishnah Brura, and he says that Natilas Parnayim, cutting one's fingernails, if he forgot to go ahead and cut his nails before Chatzos, Yesh Lahakel, you could be Megal, Afil Al Yidei Atzmo, even by himself, one could be Megal, O Al Yidei Acher Tachinam, or have someone else do it for free, that would be okay. Having someone else do it and you pay him, that would be an example of a Malacha that, if you're doing it, Kisha Osa Malacha Le Staker, that would be an example of something that sounds like it would be a problem, because he says, O Al Yidei Acher Tachinam. Mashma, that someone else giving you a nail clipping for pay, that would be something that would be aser on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Then we saw in Sepeis that there is iser of doing malacha lihistaker. So we pointed out that even malacha b'chinam, if it's malacha gemura, even malacha for free, if it's malacha gemura, is going to be aser. So what does he mean by malacha lestaker? So he says, afilu eino malacha gemura aser. This is a cut and vav. Here, even if it's not a malacha gemura, it's going to be aser. Afilu imhu letzorech yom tov. Even if it's letzorech yom tov, if it's to profit from this type of work, kasav achronim to poel she'ein lo ma yochal mutar lasos malacha lestaker. He says, however, that a worker who doesn't have what to eat, then he can do malacha lestaker to get profit. He would be able to, because he doesn't have what to eat. What's considered a poel she'en lo ma yochal? So in Tavkuf Membeis, Sivkat Zayin, in the Shartzi on there, Sivkat Nidalit, with respect to Chol HaMoed, he writes that he doesn't have b'chlal what to eat. But if he has lechem umayim, if he has bread and water, he'll be usher to do malacha. However, there are others that say if he has what to eat, but he doesn't have tzarchei yom tov, he would be able to do malacha. And the Shona Lachos actually writes, it's Roy Lahachmer Kedeya Harishona there with respect to Chol HaMoed. Now, again, what would be with respect to here, would he be Machmer is a good question. If he didn't have Tzarchei Pesach, Yom Tov, would he be able to do it to make some money to have a Seder? Now, Mr. Brura, there, even though there's a heter to do malacha, to have what to eat, the Mishnah Brura, to get money, obviously you're allowed to do the malacha but tzarech lechol nefesh. What about stam doing a malacha to have money in order to eat? So the Mishnah Brura there writes, in the name of Magen Avraham, that you have to do this malacha bitzina, because the roeh won't know that the poel is an ani, and they will think that he's being over on the Divrei Chachamim. Still, they say, if he can't do it b'tzina, he would be able to do it b'fra'esya, because he doesn't have what to eat at all. Okay? Now, if he has what to eat, but he wants to have money in order to have simchas yom tov, like the Yesh Omrim, there, the person should not be makel there b'fra'esya. That's what's said over there in the in the Mishnah Brura, Ayin Shon, by Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Siman Tav Kuf Mem Beis. Let's move weiter now. Zayin, Vahu Malacha Gemura, but the Ramah comes and he says that if it's Bechinam and it's Malacha Gemura, that's going to be Aser, on Chatzos after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. That's even if it's bechinam. V'zeh aser afil l'tzarech yom tov. That's going to be malacha gemura. Even l'tzarech yom tov is going to be aser. The kibus kelev and going and doing laundry, hu bechlal malacha gemura. That's considered a malacha gemura. The aser and it's aser. Now, what about the issue of starting the
washing machine before Chatzos, even though you know it's going to continue going after Chatzos. So Rav Yoshev happened to paskin that that is going to be considered muteres. And the what's the story with ironing clothes after Chatzos for the Moed? So the Chazon Ish says that that is permitted. And what about, well, let's continue on like that. The Choveses Akum, back continuing on the Mishnah Berurah. What about a non-Jewish, let's say, cleaners or dry cleaners? Mutar b'chol gavni litein acha chatzos. You'd be able to give it to him after chatzos. Kasu ha, right, to go ahead and clean it for you. Kasu ha achronin, b'chol masha mutar lasoso b'cholo shomoed, k'gom davar ha'ovid. The achronim write, anything that you could do on chol ha'moed, if it is in the halachic category of a davar ha'aved, something where it is going to be lost if you don't do it. Oh, sha'osa ma'isa hedyo, or if it's a ma'isa hedyo, the lo ma'isa uman, and not something that's a professional type of activity, and it's sarech moed. Knows if you're doing a ma'isa hedyo, and it's sarech moed, that's also a heter. So, those heterim of davar ha'aved, or he says that that's like a kal v'chomer, that after chatzos one would be able to do malacha for a davar aved or a ma'isa hedyot that is tzarech hamoed. V'chein kol osin shetiru v'saper l'chapes v'chol hashamoed. And also, all whenever you have a heter to get a haircut or to do laundry on chol hashamoed, for example, going above Medina Sayam, for example, someone who came from a faraway trip, or someone who gets out of prison, so then the Tarin Gam came to Erev Pesach after Chatzos, he'd also be allowed on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Now, with respect to a Davar Ha'aved, if you can't find a worker, first you explain that what would be by Davar Ha'aved, if you can't find someone to actually do it for you for free, or you don't have what to eat, and there's no non-Jew who can do it b'schar, so you don't have a situation where you don't have what to eat, you don't have a situation where you could do it, have a worker do it for free, you can't even find a non-Jew doing it for pay, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says you can pay a worker that's a Jew to go ahead and do it for a full pay, and kal v'chomer from chol ha'moed, that would work to here as well. Although there are those that say that you have to be concerned a little bit about lifnei iver, that's what someone would say. But again, it sounds like from Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you're going to have a personal davar aved and you have no way of having someone do the malacha for free, you could even have, and you have no other heter, for example, not what to eat, or you can't find a non-Jew to do it for pay, then you could have a Jew do the work for you for pay if it's a davar ha'aved situation. Again, where it's going to be a significant loss if the malacha is not done. Now, what about selling and buying in a store for tzorech ha'moed? So, pashtus, that would be permitted, same way it's permitted on chol ha'moed. It would seemingly be permitted on Erev Pesach as well. And what about malachos such as haircuts and laundry in a situation where you're allowed to do it on Erev Pesach? So in the scenarios where you're allowed to have the haircuts, like for example, you can get out of prison, so you can do laundry and get a haircut. So the Be'er Halacha later on in the Chol Hamoed writes that one could definitely do it there, the Schar, and with Dafka the Chol Hamoed, he points out that it's Aser, the Rush Asers, to get paid for it, because it's an Uvda, like it's an Uvda the Chol. Erev Pesach, where it's Chol, there's no Iser at all, based on this, to have someone do the work for you for pay to get a haircut and or do the laundry for you if it's a situation where there's a heter gemura for it. And Mishnah Berura sif katan ches misakin hu kelev liyamtiv, he can fix the clothes for yamtiv on chatzos erev pesach, but to lomar kli yashen means it's a yashan, it's a old garment, old beged, shiskalka ktsas, that got a little damage, over gadol sheniku ktsas, or had a little tear in it. So that's not considered a total sewing of the beged. So shai l'sakein l'tzapra mutzarech yom tov, you'd be able to make the small tikkunim and sewing for a yom tov on chatzos after chatzos on erev Pesach. After chatzos on erev Pesach. Gu adin, shemutcha kol zeh l'tzarech chavero, in l'buchinam, same thing would be, you're allowed to do this for a friend if it's, once again, for free. But not, that would not be an example of something that's totally permissible. That would be a, something that's a minor malacha that you would not be able to do for someone else for pay. And Achronim write that even a Maisa Uman would be permitted if it's necessary for this small little tikkun. The Sharetzion points out that if it's Bishar, then even a Maisa Hedyo, as we pointed out, Tzorech HaMoed is Aser. Now, he then points out, but in Siman Tav Kuf Mem Beis, in the Shari Tshuva, in the name of the Nodav Yehuda, it says that it would be permitted, the Kol HaMoed, and L'chaira, it would be permitted here, to do these things Bishar. So there seems to be a Machlokes regarding this, and the Berolacha actually asks regarding Nodav Yehuda with respect to this issue. Obviously, assuming that if it's beschar, even a ma'aseh hedyot of doing these small fixes would be a problem after chatzos. We continue. Vayter, sifkatan tes. The Shulchan Aruch also said that someone who is writing svarim for himself for learning purposes, that would be permitted. Why? Since it's part of his learning, ulaatzmo kosei, when he's writing for himself, Ain't a nearest kimalacha gemura. It's not doesn't look like a malacha gemura. Shavvadai ain't a miskaven l'ksiv gemura v'aguna. Because for sure he's not careful to have a really a good stark ksav and writing. V'havi ketikun b'yalma shetir l'tzarech moed. That's just like a little bit of a tikkun that was a heter if it's for tzarech moed ulacherim and for others. But to do it for others afilu bechinam aser b'zeh. However, he says when you're doing it for others that l'chayra would be aser even b'chinam, because l'chayra, it would seem to be the equivalent of a malacha gemura when you're kosev for a cheirin. And therefore, on erev Pesach, l'chayra even l'tzarech mitzvah, and even if it ain't no toschar, it would be a problem. People wouldn't necessarily know this, but that's an interesting halacha that people don't know, that to write something up, even if it's l'tzarech mitzvah for someone else, would be a problem on erev Yom Tov Achar Chatzos. Wow. Halavai, people would be makbid b'chalal on writing and chalamoid and things like that, but they don't really know the halachas that well. But in Kabbalah, people don't know these halachas of malacha on Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos. Then we move on to Sif Gimel Kodem Chatzos. However, when we're talking about before Chatzos, Makom Shenagu Lasos Malacha Eisim. Makom Shenagu Shelo Lasos Malacha Einosim. So now we're talking about before Chatzos. And that, based on the Gemaras, famous Gemaras in Makom Shenagu in Pesachim, before Chatzos, depends on the Makom. Makom with the minag not to do malacha, with the minag to do malacha, you're allowed to do malacha. The minag was not to do malacha, you're not allowed to do malacha. Comes the Ramah, Haggah, will be done, and to us, Makom Shenagu, Shalo, Lasos, the Dafka, Malachas, Gemurah. He says, for us, it's we have a Makom that is a minag not to do malacha, and it's dafka, he says, full-blown malachas, aval shar malachas, a fidel minag, but shar malachas, even a minag, there is no minag not to do non-malachas gemuros before chatzos. Let's see. Tzit kashan yud, makom shenagu ofen, he says, v'afilu b'schar. Even b'schar, if the minag is to do malacha, you can do it. It's because no, it's just based on minag. So the sif hey yivor sif zeh. Ayin shom mimechaber v'rama. He says it gets spelled out, and he says check out the mechaber v'rama. We get to sif hey. When this halacha of makom shenagu osin gets spelled out more in depth, when we get to sif hey. Sif katan yud aleph shelo lasois. This is from Netzach Chama, and onwards, one the minag would be not the minag of not doing work starts from Netzach Chama, and the whole night there is no minhag at all to not do malacha, to be totally permissible. Afidu b'neim achreim ad sov kol adoros ein rashoyin lasos kishum al titosh torasi nachal. He says even the grandchildren and great grandchildren and great 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 grandchildren would not be able to do malacha if that's their minhag, based on al titosh torasi nachal. Afidu hatara, and even hataras nedarim to go ahead and remove this minhag ein moel b'zeh would not help. And the reason is because a neder that was, the Korban HaSanah will explain, because a neder that a person can go ahead and be mischaret, that he was mekabel the neder, the hataras nedarim, is because he's mischaret, and it's then viewed as a nidrei shgaga. But he can't say that with respect to children that are ushered to do something based on the neder of Aviyam, the minhag of Aviyam, and they can't be mischaret on such a Kabbalah's neder. That's pretty powerful. So if that's your minhag, you have to, it's binding on you. Sifkat in your base, but Ramah, it says, it seems to say that the Didan, the minhag Ashkenaz, is not to do malacha even before Chatzos, even Kodem Chatzos, meaning the whole day of Erev Pesach from Hanech Achama. That's the minhag, seemingly, of his Mekomos, of Ashkenaz. Now, comes the Mishnah Berurah, he says, no. Not everyone holds this way. He says, what do you mean? There are many places, Shenoagin Lasos HaTatzos, there are many places that did have the minhag to do Malacha until Chatzos. Yalkein, therefore it's Pali Kolachad, therefore Pali, everyone with the minhag Mekomo, based on the minhag of their particular town within wherever they live. Comes the Pri Chadosh, interestingly, brought down in Dirshu, that the minhag in Yerushalayim, it was brought down in Luach Eretz, it's brought down in Luach Eretz Yisrael, the Pri Chadosh says, the minhag in Yerushalayim is not to do malacha the whole day, because there a lot of people come from places not that they don't do malacha. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, is in Halicha Shlomo, he says he never heard of such a minhag, and he says, even according to Pri Chadosh, it only really meant this minhag would apply in the actual tchum of Yerushalayim that was in the Zman Beis HaMikdash, but not what we call today Yerushalayim. And then we continue on weiter, Sivkata Yud Gimel, that where they had this minhag not to do malacha, whatever that minhag is, not to do malacha kodem chatzos, tafka malachas gemuros, kanomar la'el, Sivkata Yud Gimel, Sif Beis, like we said in Sif Beis, in the Hagal, Achat Chatzos, in the Ramah, after Chatzos, whatever is considered Malachas Gemurus, with respect to Sif Beis, after Chatzos, according to the Ramah, when distinguishing between Bechinam and Bishar, that's what we mean here in terms of Malachas Gemurus. Adkan.